broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday. Tuesday, November the 29th, 2022, almost December. Last Tuesday in the month of November. 17 minutes past the hour, 44 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind. We went through quite a litany of things in the last hour. Do want to remind everybody, if you'd like to send us a Christmas card here at WGH Talk, just send it to WGH Talk, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address in there, we will get a card back to you, a personalized WGH Christmas card. And we will read your card on the air, which we have done every year. I think this is the ninth year that we have done this. So 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. And, of course, the Fruitcake Toss is still going December 15th, 7 p.m. I think we have 39 people now in the Fruitcake Toss. If you'd like to add anyone to that great list of people, let me know, 740-751-4038. Remember, the winner will get a great plaque, courtesy of Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio. They'll get a certificate stating they are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion. They will get an actual Claxton Fruitcake, and they will get a dinner somewhere in Marion that night. Now, the nice thing about this is that anybody can compete. And I do want to mention that a lot of people have asked me about the rules. Now, here are the rules. If you walk, what you will do, you will get an actual Claxton Fruitcake. And you will walk up to a line. You cannot run up to it. And then you have to underhand toss a fruitcake. Just one underhand toss. You can't put a wind-up on it. You can't do anything special to it. One underhand toss. And a lot of people don't get this right because they've never practiced with an actual Claxton Fruitcake. So my advice to you is if you've never thrown one, you might want to practice because they are 1 pound. They are not shaped like a brick. They're not shaped like a ball. And it does make a whole lot of difference. And heaven knows you don't want to have a poor showing in the Fruitcake Toss. So that's coming up December 15th at 7 p.m. All right. Any information on that or anything you'd like to add to that? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, last hour we went through a whole bunch of stuff here. Robert Landon not running for office in 2023, ran into Marshall Cunningham on Sunday with the Y Men Group, said they had a record year for tree sales on Friday. Let's see here. I will not be here Thursday morning, but I will be back on Friday morning. We talked about Joann Fabrics closing up in January. I hope you got a lot of good deals yesterday on Cyber Monday. Today's Giving Tuesday, but we really don't know what that means. The last dry cleaners in Marion have closed up now, the one on the south end of town. And in that horrible wreck last week on Whetstone Road here in Marion, where the car went into the pond and the two children died, we did learn yesterday that the mother and the remaining children have all been released from the hospital at this point. All right. So on that note, does anybody have anything to say in regard to any of that? 740-751-4038. create. What do people, why is the mall continually going downhill? You know, every time I have a conversation with somebody about the mall, they're very optimistic that something can be done there. But with Joann's leaving and Bath & Body Works having already left, I don't know what it's going to be at this point. Does anybody go out to the mall and see what it's like in there at this point? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what Giving Tuesday is? Not really sure about that one. Oh, you know, there is a big story today that apparently the Ohio State University president is going to resign or has resigned or something of that nature. I was looking at Channel 4 this morning. It says Ohio State University president Christina Johnson is resigning. An announcement Monday night from Johnson said she will transition from her role as president in May 2023, the end of the current academic year. Her contract was set to expire in August 2025. A source told NBC4 that Johnson was set to announce her resignation Tuesday following a request from the university's Board of Trustees, with Johnson allegedly having a continuous relationship with several board members, several members of the, you know, I really should wake up earlier in the morning. A contentious relationship with several members of the board. You know, that's a little different. Well, you know, you could have a continuous, contentious relationship, I guess. A source also said Johnson was the subject of an investigation by an outside firm following complaints made about her by members of her staff. Additional sources said Johnson is being held personally responsible for the departure of at least two high-ranking university officials. So, she is resigning, but apparently it came as an ultimatum, and apparently she was having a unfortunate relationship with some members of the board, contentious, and I guess that's why she had to go, and apparently complaints by members of her staff led to an investigation. You know, you haven't really heard much about this president of OSU. Does anybody have any thoughts on that story? 740-751-4038. You know, it's the number one story this morning on NBC4, Channel 4, WCMH. 740-751-4038. Do you make anything of the OSU president resigning? Contentious relationship with some board members, and apparently was being investigated. You know, we have an awful lot of investigations going on in this world. This woman was being investigated, and now it will lead to her resignation next May. All right. Well, any news on Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks? Not open up yet here. Of course, Del Taco. I don't know if that's a lost cause at this point, with the building and the business being listed for over $3 million on websites. I don't think there are any buyers for that yet. The gas station, the BP on Mount Vernon Avenue, is pretty much torn down now. The building's gone. My guess is they're going to build bigger, but I don't know that for sure. I haven't heard that from any developer or anything. Does anybody have any information on that BP down here? The car wash is gone, the little building where you paid your money is gone, and the gas pumps are gone. So what is going on there? Are they building back bigger and better, or has something else happened? Don't know. 740-751-4038. And what do you make of the fact of Joann Fabrics closing up? I guess it will be in January. And, of course, the last dry cleaner in Marion closing up. I think they're already closed on the south side of town in the Rite Aid parking lot. Any thoughts on any of that? All kinds of news here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 26 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. Now, another thing. Well, and by the way, does anybody have any information on the fruitcake toss. I know we still have some names out there. You know, one person we have not heard back from yet, I don't think, is Ray Grogan. I think the names on the list we haven't heard back from yet are Jim Ganahl, Colleen Marshall, and Ray Grogan. Now, odd that we haven't heard back from Ray Grogan. I thought we would have heard back from him. But you never know. So, any info, anybody you think we should enter into the fruitcake toss, 740-751-4038. Now, all that being said, we have not done Family Feud here in quite a while. I think it's been a week, a matter of fact, because we were out last week for Thanksgiving. And Wednesday last week, we had all the guests in the studio, Bob and George and Buckeye Guy and Linda. And Friday, we had Mike and Bob in the studio. So maybe we'll get back to some Family Feud here momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I called Mr. Grogan again yesterday.
Oh, how did that go?
Well, I just had to leave a message. I guess you'll give him the message. And Judge Fredericks, he's out till, I think it's December the 12th, but I left a message. And Carleen and Jim Ganahl, I think you're going to have to do it computer, because his phone rang, I think, over 20 times. And finally, I could leave a message, but that Colleen, I went through the HR this time. And I don't know if they'll call me back, but I can't get a hold of Schauber. And unless you have another number.
What did you Did you get Brett Cornelius yesterday with that number I gave you?
I left a message because I wanted, they had a meeting last night, and I wanted him to call. I checked my voicemail so he could ask the rest of them, but I didn't get a call.
Well, you know, they just had the meeting last night, so I would suspect you'll hear from Brett. He's pretty good about returning those phone calls.
But everybody that I've had, I think there was about five, I've contacted them again, but that's Colleen and Jim, unless you could send them something computer. They have like six or eight things you can hit to get somebody. So finally, I just pushed HR. And I thought if anybody gets back, they probably would. But Jim Ganahl, his phone just rings and rings. And then finally, you can leave a message, I think, after about 20 rings or something. So I've called him each twice. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And we're up to 39 names, so we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, because Mr. Grogan, I think he'll be getting back shortly, so.
Yeah, I would imagine we would likely hear from him, and I certainly think we would hear from Brett Cornelius. I can't imagine that he would not get back with you.
Yeah, because they'll probably have do they meet every Monday?
Usually, yes.
Yeah, because I had the other ones, there's probably some new ones, but I had all their numbers, but I don't know where it is, so.
Well, it sounds good. It's, you know, we're definitely above last year. We got above 30. So everything's going well, and we've still got more than 15 days left, so it's good.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, any information on fruitcake toss or anything else on your mind, 29 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody else have anything interesting going on in their life? And I think I said it earlier, but Robert Landon not running for mayor in 2023. Apparently not running for any political office, as I read the note earlier. Kind of took a little shot at his political opponents, but that's the way it goes in politics. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, I said we had not done Family Feud in a while here. Now, I think I have a new question. I think we got through the last question. I believe the last question we had last week was name a reason. No, that's the new one. What we did was what event usually needs large areas? That's the last one I have down that we did. And I think we got them all. Concerts, sporting events, festivals, conferences, and weddings. So I think we've got all those. So let's move on to the next category here and see how we do. We got 30 minutes. Let's see if we get through the next category here. Okay, the category. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. 5 answers. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. Who doesn't wake up in the middle of the night? I think we all do from time to time. Some people wake up in the night every night. But we've got 5 big answers here. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. 5 answers. 740-751-4038. Now, I think these are all pretty good answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning there, interviewer to the stars, interviewer to the Buckeye superfans and other people of interestingness and importantness.
Yes, the
of
list
course,
is long.
You want me to give the answer that you think I'm obsessed with, which is to have a cigarette. I'm
oh,
not
going to
say
Lord.
That, I'm sure nobody said it.
No,
so
no, that's
something which is obviously there. Well, that's a good old school answer. Because my grandma, she'd get up, you know, and sit on her terrace in New York City, wave hi to your friend Phil Donahue and smoke her Philip Morris's. But instead, I'm going to say go to the little boy's room or little girl's room.
I think that's probably the big one. Number 2 on the list, go to the bathroom.
Anybody say maybe smoke pot because pot can make you tired, and now that it's legal in many ways, I mean that's a good answer, Scott, because it can induce sleep, but I doubt it's there.
Well, I think this is a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night, so I think that would be just the opposite.
Right, but you could be a little high, then you take something else and put you to sleep. But okay, well, I mean, going to the little boy's room in my case certainly occurs, probably because I drink coffee before I go to sleep.
Well, that's a big one.
I probably wouldn't, but.
Number 2.
Scott, I will probably call back. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Go to the next call. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Well, we lost that call. If that was you, call back. Remember, if the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. Going to the bathroom is number 2 on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A crying baby.
Crying baby. Let's see here. No crying baby on the list.
Oh, okay.
No crying baby on this particular list. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. Now, we've got going to the bathroom was number 2, and I think that's a very popular one with most people. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. To go to the bathroom, number 2, still 4 other answers on the table. No crying baby at this point. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A barking dog.
Let's see here. No barking dog on the list. Good guess.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller, too. Remember, if you're calling in and it's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A noise out the house.
What's that?
A strange noise outside your house.
Yes, heard a noise is number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Bye.
Heard a noise, number 4 on the list. Well, now the phone lines are lighting up. People must have woken up this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Similar to my previous answer, Scott, take your medication. Some people have to take their medication every 4 hours or something.
Take your medication. No medication taking.
Okay, I'll give you a comedy answer. Maybe the police want to arrest you and they knock on your door at 1 in the morning or something.
Well, that can happen. Apparently, a lot of people are under an investigation, including
yeah, I mean,
the OSU president.
Maybe I just watched too many Lifetime movies because that always seems to happen, but that is a good answer.
It's a good answer, not on the list, though.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right. No arrests being made in the middle of the night. Phone lines are open. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. 36 minutes past the hour. The only answer we have so far is to go to the bathroom. No, no, John got one of these. Heard a noise. We've got go to the bathroom and heard a noise at this point. Go to the bathroom was number two, and heard a noise was number four. So we've still got three answers left here. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's a great answer, Scott. This is what I think you used. Didn't you used to work like the morning shift at WMRN or another station?
I did.
Get up because you're a DJ. You're the morning DJ, you know, on WOLD, as Harry Chapin said, or WMRN. Or if you wake up, you know, to do your morning, or you're the weatherman or the news person, you get up and get ready to do your show at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I certainly did do that, not on the list, but it was a reason I was up in the middle of the night.
That list kind of stinks, because then they seem to have the radiophobes, aren't they?
They're definitely
not. No, people in broadcasting get up at weird times to do a morning show.
Yep, they're not radio folk.
Okay, see you
Thanks.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. A reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. We've got need to go to the bathroom and heard a noise. Bathroom is number two, and heard a noise is number four. But there are still three other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. All right, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
Possibly this could pertain to women, but how about you wake up and you're too hot?
Too hot. You know, I know a lot of people wake up sweating in the middle of the night. It's not on the list, but certainly a good guess.
Thanks.
Thank you. Not on the list, but definitely not a bad guess, and I think we have another. Remember, if the line's just ringing, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
This should certainly be there, Scott. You got a late-night call or late-night text or late-night Facebook message?
No communication on the list.
Shouldn't that be there? You've gotten a phone call or text at 1 or 2 in the morning, probably from me.
Yeah, but I don't see them. I turn off all communication whenever I go to bed.
Oh, you don't sleep with your phone like I do and just wake
no.
up when somebody calls you?
No, oh. No.
Okay, well, that I'm glad you do that, because my phone I pretty much keep with me 24/7.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
That's what I was thinking. Okay,
right,
see you later.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Remember, if you're calling and it's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying here in the holiday season. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. Number two, go to the bathroom. Number four, heard a noise. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one, Scott. It is rated PG, so our younger listeners, cover your ears. To indulge in adult activities, I mean, people certainly do that.
Well, I don't know what they do in the middle of the night. Maybe
I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, again, it's rated PG, but it's a good answer, because people certainly do that.
Well, it is Giving Tuesday.
Not me, but, I mean, people with a life, they do.
Well, Giving Tuesday, as they all say. Not on
okay,
the list.
Well, okay, well, a good answer. All right, see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I don't know if that's a good answer or not. He can't slip in there and say good answer. What is that? Oh, my word. Aye, aye, aye. 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. You know, God love Adam. He's got the strangest answers of anybody I know. Now, get up for work. I understand that. Medication, maybe to get arrested. I don't know. Name a reason you would get up in the middle of the night. Need to use the bathroom, number two, and heard a noise is number four. Who's got the other three answers? 7408. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, oh boy. I hope somebody's got the correct answers here, the final three correct answers. Now think about what do you do when you get up in the middle of the night? I'm sure we all get up in the middle of the night. I know it's a regular thing for me to get up in the middle of the night. Now, I'm not going to say what I'm doing in the middle of the night, but, you know, I'm sure we all do from time to time. Obviously, at this point, it's just going to the bathroom and hearing a noise. But apparently nobody over by the Harding home ever heard a noise. Ay, ay, ay. 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. 740-751-4038. We've got need to go to the bathroom and heard a noise. Go to the bathroom and heard a noise. That's where we are at this particular point. Three big answers still remain on this list for reasons you would wake up in the middle of the night. Who's got those three remaining answers? I guess we've went down through the list here this morning. We don't even have the number one answer yet. Now, as I look at these, number one, I can see. Number three, I can see. And number five, I can see. All reasons you would wake in the middle of the night. Now, of course, I have the answers in front of me, which makes life a lot easier. But does anybody else have any of these answers? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You're thirsty.
Thirsty. Now, see, I've had that one before many, many times. Number three,
yes,
on the list.
Me too. All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, go ahead, caller. Hello? Go ahead, caller. Hello? Oh, man. It's like Larry King having phone problems. All right, if it's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so hang in there. Go ahead, caller.
This is a boring answer, Scott. I don't just because you're sick, you get up coughing or sneezing, and you suddenly have symptoms, you catch the flu or something.
No illnesses in the middle of the night.
Well, okay, I'm not going to say good answer again, but it really should be there.
No illnesses in the middle of the night. All right, and here comes another phone call in. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
To eat.
Well, yeah, hungry. That is number five on the list. So now we've got hungry and thirsty. Thank you. All right, hungry and thirsty are now both on the list. So we've just got the one answer left. And by the way, it's kind of interesting because it is the number one answer. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. We've got number two, which is need to go to the restroom. Number three, because you're thirsty. Number four, because you heard a noise. Number five, because you're hungry. What is the number one answer here? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
My husband says to get up to go home.
Well, now see, that's kind of paired up with Adam's answer now, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't hear Adam's answer.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No. Adam's, no, it's not Adam, because nobody could ever say what Adam said. But it's,
okay.
Adam's answer was, I believe he used the term adult activities. So,
oh, well,
yeah,
he and my husband must have the same wavelengths going.
We're working off the same area here. No, not on the list, but I'm sure there are a lot of people mulling around in the middle of the night for that reason.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. No, that is not on the list. Not to go home in the middle of the night. Although, I guess it can happen. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. Wasn't there a song in the middle of the night, in the still of the night, something like that? Go ahead, caller.
An emergency, like a fire or something.
That definitely would wake you up. Not on the list, but a good guess. No emergency in the middle of the night. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night. We've got go to the bathroom, thirsty, hungry, heard a noise. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say, like, to check on your baby, or is that the same as, like, the baby crying and making noise?
I would say that's the same. Yeah, I would say that this, that's
the
same.
With a newborn, thing. You kind of want to check on him or her regularly.
Yeah. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
All right, not on this particular list, but not a bad guess either. We won't put it in the bad guess category. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say somebody's sick, like a child or something.
No illness, but a good guess. No illnesses on the list today. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. Number one answer. Number two is need to go to the bathroom. Number three is because you're thirsty. Number four is you heard a noise. Number five is hungry. All right. Well, number one answer is still there. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. Does anybody have it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answer? A reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. A lot of good guesses here this morning. See, I was trying to multitask there. Could you tell? Do an email. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a nightmare.
That's it. Have a nightmare. Number one on the list. You've got it. Thank you. Yes, it was a nightmare that wakes people up. A lot of people have those for a lot of reasons. All right. Name a reason you'd wake up in the middle of the night. Nightmare, need to go to the bathroom, thirsty, heard a noise, and hungry. All right. Since we're in good shape this morning, and we've got 11 minutes left in the broadcast, 49 minutes here past the hour, let's do one more category. Maybe we can knock this out. Oh, all the women out here this morning might be up for this one. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
You realize you forgot to say and your guilty conscience kicked in?
What's that?
Reasons why you would wake up in the middle of the night?
Oh, a nightmare?
No, I said you realized that you forgot to say your prayers before going to sleep, and then, like, subconsciously your guilty conscience kicked in and you woke up and prayed.
I got you. Yeah, well, you know what? I bet that's true for a lot of people. But I think people...
But not the correct answer?
Not the correct answer. People have those...
People have to go with the obvious answer, Scott, that I've been wanting to call in with for the last 10 minutes while I was driving. The nightmare.
Nightmare. That is the number one answer.
Well, how could no one have guessed that?
You know what? I
want to be first to answer the next question. So
all right. So here it is. Name something... This is right up your alley. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse.
Mace.
Me?
Mace.
Oh, mace. Mace. Hold on. Okay, let me check here. No mace on the list.
Well, that's just a stupid list. Then I'm going to have to say lipstick.
Oh, my. Just a stupid list. Okay. No lipstick.
Well, don't you think shouldn't that be the number one thing you have is pepper spray?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what depends on what side of town you live on, I guess.
Well, so what about lipstick?
No lipstick on the list.
Oh, for crying out loud. A hairbrush. Driver's license. Car keys.
Okay. Well, give me one answer here.
Car keys.
Car keys. Yes, car keys are number two on the list. You've got
it. I was just going to keep going until I got it.
You had to get an answer this morning. You
bye.
Got it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Car keys, number two on the list. All right. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Boring answer, Scott. This is the first question, right?
Sarah.
I got a midnight wake-up answer, but you want the purse question, right?
Yeah, purse question. Yeah.
Okay.
Name
well,
something
the
a woman
boring
you...
answer is money. Money, credit cards.
Well, it's not money, but you're close.
Well, credit cards, I mean...
Not credit cards, no.
Okay, my mom always put money in credit cards in her purse, because if I was hungry, you know, wanted a pizza, she would buy it for me. Okay,
okay.
See you later.
Thank you. All right. Not quite there with money, but money's close to one of the answers. I do have to say that. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say money or billfold.
Yeah, wallet is... what we were looking for. So Adam was kind of close there with money. Wallet is the number one answer. You got it. Wallet shows up at number one and keys show up at number two. But we still have three other answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. So three answers left. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. Let's see if anybody has the three remaining answers here. Go ahead.
I'll say driver's license.
No driver's license on the list. Driver's license does not make this particular list this morning. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. Three answers left. And here I am multitasking again. Let's see here. You know, I should not multitask and do this show. Wait a second here. Well, we'll have to work on that later. Go ahead, caller.
Of course I'll say six. Grandma did, but that won't be there. So instead, I'll ask you a question. Is makeup the same as lipstick?
No. Makeup, I think, covers a bigger category, and makeup is number four on the list. Makeup
okay.
could be blush and... But what other kinds
okay.
of makeup are there?
I mean, my grandma carried her Philip Morris Commanders. You know what those metal cigarette cases?
Oh, Jesus.
Kind of
she
would do that. So
now you're
my grandma in heaven is kind of upset, but in honor of my wonderful grandma, that would be my answer, but it probably wouldn't be there, so... If makeup and lipstick aren't the same thing, go for it. All right, see you later, Scott.
Bye-bye. Adam's smoking obsession continues on. Oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord, help him. Say your prayers. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say makeup like a cosmetic bag.
Makeup number four on the list. You got it. Makeup shows up at number four on the list today. Well, we still have two answers left here. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. We've got a wallet, keys, makeup. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the remaining two answers? Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a comb.
Yeah, hairbrush, number three on the list. All right, well, we're getting down to the final answer here. We've got a hairbrush. Let's see if anybody else has the answers here. Go ahead, caller.
This probably won't be there, Scott, but and I don't know if my mother, food, you know, candy bar or snack.
No food in the purse.
I got another one. This might be there. A Bible.
No Bible, but that's a good guess,
that's
too.
That's a good answer.
I always say carry a Bible with you wherever you go, especially in a
okay.
car.
Okay, see you later.
All right, no Bible on the list today. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse 56 minutes past the hour, one answer left, and 4 minutes to go. We've got a wallet, keys, hairbrush, makeup. One answer left. What is it? Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say tissue.
Which one is that?
Tissues.
Tissues. That is it. You've got it. Tissues was on the list. How about that? All right. Well, 56 minutes past the hour, we got that category. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. Wallet, keys, hairbrush, makeup, and tissues. So that is the five answers. Those are the five answers for that category. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I have it, Scott. Again, one version is rated G, one version is rated PG. For medication or birth control pills?
Nope, no medication.
Well, okay, that's a good answer, but the PG version, because a lot of women do that, and it's a good idea. Okay, see you later.
No medication on this particular list. 57 minutes past the hour. Name something a woman usually carries in her purse. A wallet, keys, hairbrush, makeup, and tissues. All right. Well, you know what? We're at 57 minutes past the hour here. Are we close to 58 minutes? Pretty close. Okay, we'll start the next category, and maybe we'll continue on with this tomorrow. What would another driver do that would make you mad? How about that? What would another driver do that would make you mad? Go ahead, caller.
Brass knuckle.
Well, what kind of arsenal do you have in your purse?
Scott, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, but if you just put a fruitcake in there, you're set for all occasions.
Well, that takes care of my next answer.
you could. Well, what's the next answer?
38.
Well, no, yeah, listen, a fruitcake is much more dangerous than that.
That's going to be more effective, huh?
Oh, you hit them with that, they're lights out. Lights
you
out.
Might hit them.
Yep, they ain't getting back up after that. 10 count.
All right.
Bye-bye. Holy mackerel. We're having a morning here this morning. Good laughs. That's what you want. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Cut you off.
Cut you off. Number one on the list. You got it. Oh, boy, I tell you, the phones are ringing now. I feel like a regular operator here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, cut you off or other kinds of aggressive driving?
Yep, cut you off was number one on the list.
Okay, thank you. I'll cut the phone call.
Cut you off, number one on the list today. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left here. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Now, remember, we'll continue this tomorrow. We've got the number one answer, which is cut you off. So you got to tune in tomorrow. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say ride your bumper. I don't know if that's what they call it. Tailgate?
You know. Yeah.
Okay, I was afraid to say tailgate. Maybe that wasn't it, but yeah, ride your bumper. Close.
Yep. No tailgating, but a good guess. All right, well, we've run out of time today. Don't forget to come back tomorrow. We'll continue the category, What Would Another Driver Do That Would Make You Mad? Have a great day. Scott Spears heading
You're
to the
listening
dugout.
To WWDH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner singing the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.